Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch has charged seven members of the Sackler family, who control the drug maker Purdue Pharma, with violating the State Consumer Protection Act by allegedly deceiving patients and prescribers about the dangers and efficacy of taking opioids to treat chronic pain. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that the action is part of a coordinated effort with four other states to take the drug maker and the Sackler family to court.
The state accuses the Sackler family of using, quote, nefarious marketing and sales strategies to expand the use of opioids and encourage addiction. On a phone call with reporters, Frosch said the Sackler family members named in the legal filing took billions of dollars out of the company and personally oversaw the deceptive practices.
The damage that's been caused in our state is extraordinarily large. We estimate close to $19 billion. The company, the family, the Sackler family, we allege, have left a trail of addiction and death.
In a statement, Purdue Pharma said the filings by Maryland and the four other states won't stand up in court. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.